Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today, we celebrate the first day of NAIDOC Week, a week that celebrates the histories, the cultures, the peoples of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. And this week is especially significant since it marks 50 years of the NAIDOC movement, which began with a figure, William Cooper, an Aboriginal Christian man who began a work of advocacy in the mid-20th century and left behind a legacy through his work that he did, which we now have come to know as NAIDOC. NAIDOC is a helpful time for us in the room because it reminds us all of our common need as human beings, our common need for reconciliation with God, reconciliation with one another, and to pursue peacemaking and reconciliation in this world that God has made. As Christians, we believe that through Jesus, God has extended a warm hand of reconciliation to each and every human being. And he has brought through to us a new way of being a human being that helps us to live lives of peace and forgiveness with those who have hurt us and with those whom we have hurt. And today is also a good day to remember how this church, All Saints, has played a part in the story of NAIDOC. On the front walls of our church, as you walked in or as you walk out today, you'll notice a plaque, which recalls how in 2013, Wurundjeri Elder Auntie Diane welcomed us as a church to country, and our church formally acknowledged the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the site on which we gather to worship every Sunday. Today I want to pass on to our church some stories of the absolutely incredible and amazing things that God is doing in the Northern Territory among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Christians, bringing healing and peace and reconciliation within and between entire communities. Nungalinya College, our missions partner in the Northern Territory, works to train and equip Aboriginal Christians to become followers of Jesus and to be beacons of light and reconciliation back with their homes, in their households, with their broader families, and back in their communities. And we're going to begin today by watching just a short clip from the Spirit of Reconciliation documentary, which Nungalinya put out this month. I watched this movie last week in preparation for preaching on NAIDOC, and I was deeply touched by the beautiful stories of how Jesus is bringing good news and reconciliation among Aboriginal Christians. So here is just one small segment that I'd like to share with you.
They fight one person to another, one nation to another. They call it makarata, a payback.
Makarata is a judicial system where you'll come together to break that dispute, but it is a place too.
It was just here near the school. That's where the makarata ground is.
Somebody from that party who has been offended, they spear the offender on the thigh, no, leg. That's the end of it. Look, in a courtroom, it's settled.
When makarata was happening here in Millennium, a long time, God doesn't want that. He doesn't want the people fighting. So he wants to intervene as well, but through the mediator, he had paid that all for every one of us.
Not in your own way. but in Jesus' way. Instead of the thighs, Jesus was speared, he died. And Jesus is our place of safety. We can run to that safety because that safety has been created for us by God. Where, O death, is your victory? Where is your sting? We feel there's war going on. You either make war or run to Jesus. He will fight for us. We draw out his wisdom. We draw out his word. We receive Jesus, the life of Jesus, trying to live his way, Jesus' way, not my way, not my tribe's way. The cross was God's character because he loved you and I. He loved the world. That if we believe in him, we will not die but have life eternal, everlasting. So God was reconciling us through the dying of his son. So Jesus is our Makarata man.
Jesus is our Makarata man. Isn't that so profound? Where the system of payback and settling a dispute takes the form of one tribe stabbing the thigh of the offender of another tribe. In the gospel, Jesus steps in as the mediator between these two groups, and Jesus absorbs all of the pain that has been caused. He absorbs all of the penalty that is due for the offense, and he brings about peace. Later in the documentary, one man reflects on how the culture of payback and revenge fightings and conflict between groups is endless, going from generation to generation without resolution, even to this day. But in Jesus, Aboriginal Christians are standing up and saying, no, it is finished. It is finished on the cross. Jesus has dealt with our conflict. He has made a final way for us to be reconciled with God and to have lasting peace, healing, and forgiveness with one another. Friends, the gospel is taking root and having a real impact in these communities, that is so transformational and so profound. And this is a story that has its roots throughout all of history, from the earliest churches and the time of Jesus. The Apostle Paul, in the reading we just heard from Ephesians, he reflects on the reconciling work of Jesus way back when. There were Jewish Christians and non-Jewish Christians who were not getting along very well at all in the first churches. The cultural and the ethnic divisions between these groups were just so strong. You had people who were raised as Jews on the one hand, and so they were very strict when it came to things like what you can and can't eat. They were very strict on, as men, having grown up being circumcised out of obedience to the Old Testament law. And they may very well have had another bunch of customs and traditions, such as tithing, clothing, even not mixing with Gentiles. If you know the story in the book of Acts, even Peter, who was raised as a Jew and was one of the first followers of Jesus, even he struggled with this thing of not mixing with Gentiles. He was really hesitant to enter the Roman Cornelius's home, even though God had told him to go there to speak to Cornelius, to pass on the gospel to him, since he'd grown up with the idea that Jews just don't mix with Gentiles. We don't eat in the same place. And now imagine in the first churches that you have this influx of pagans and non-Jews and Gentiles, people of so many various backgrounds and cultures and ethnicities, becoming Christians and coming into these communities. People who are perfectly comfortable eating pork, people who have never been circumcised and who aren't required to under the new way of Jesus, and people who had just entirely different customs and lifestyles. You can imagine there would have been a lot of conflict between these groups. And so Paul writes to the first churches, and this is what he says. For Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He did this by ending the system of law with its commandments and regulations. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himself one new people from the two groups. Together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death. So where there were two kinds of people, Jews and everyone else, now there is one people. Where there was the Jewish Old Testament law that made Jews very distinct in a foreign world, now there is nothing separating, but there is unity in following the way of Jesus. Where there was hostility between people and God and people with one another, Jesus has brought about reconciliation. And Jesus has done this, Paul says, by offering to all people his body. Christ's body is the prototype of this new kind of human. His body on the cross fulfilled and dealt with the Old Testament law and all that it was requiring of people on our behalf. And through faith, we become members, we become part of Christ's body as one new people group. So this is why we said this morning, we are the body of Christ. What we are saying when we say that is that we are one. We are united. We are a new humanity, a new people. And just as the message of Jesus transformed the first churches to be new communities that embraced one another despite their sharp cultural and ethnic divisions, so too have Aboriginal communities in Arnhem Land been transformed by this same gospel. Reconciling, making peace, putting their historical divisions at the cross, letting Jesus fully deal with all their hostility. There is another really beautiful story later on in the documentary where a dispute breaks out between several families within the community, and this blows up into a lot of violence and a lot of fighting. It draws in some 200 people and it goes on for 3 or 4 days. Even the Northern Territory police get involved. The eldest son of an Aboriginal Christian couple, he got caught up in all this fighting. And the parents and the elders in the church implored the boys that were getting involved in this. Stop this fighting. God doesn't want you to do this. The eldest son wouldn't listen to his parents and he ran away. He ran away from home. But just like the story of the prodigal son, this boy, whilst he was away, he had this moment of realization and he came back to his parents and he begged them for their forgiveness. He told them, "I'm so sorry for what I've done to you and to our community." And his parents forgave him. They welcomed him back in and they prayed with him. And then this boy went on to seek reconciliation over the dispute within the community. The whole community came together and reconciled and forgave each other and resolved this dispute. It's yet another amazing story of how God is transforming communities to this day through the power of the cross. How followers of Jesus are doing the costly work of peacemaking and reconciliation. It's no wonder that Jesus says in his Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God." And the beauty of these stories is that they are an inspiration for us today. We today in this room can experience this same transformative power of reconciliation in our lives. The cross invites you and I to put down our weapons, to put down our words, to put down our grudges, and to pursue peace that lasts through repentance, through forgiveness, and through reconciliation. Since God has done all that is required for us to enjoy relationship with him, he has passed on to us the ministry of reconciliation, heralding this reconciliation to the world and pursuing reconciliation in our own personal relationships. So I want to ask you today, are there people in your life with whom you might need to reconcile with? As surely as we are all human beings in this room, there are people who have undoubtedly hurt us or those we love or people that we have hurt. Is there someone this NAIDOC week who perhaps you could take steps towards reconciling with? A person that maybe you need to apologize to, or someone you may need to forgive? I think it is true in life that not all of our relationships can be fully healed and reconciled. There will be situations where sometimes there's nothing further that we can do, where we pray and entrust that relationship to God, into his hands. Yet at the same time, as Christians, we should always still endeavor to have a posture of reconciliation with those who may not want to reconcile with us. And to do this is to be like God, because God himself has a posture of reconciliation always towards the world. Our passage in Ephesians also challenges us to acknowledge the prejudices that we all harbour in our hearts, prejudices and presumptions that we may have based on experience or things we've heard that cause us to prejudge other people, sometimes based on their culture, based on their ethnicity or their background. Our nation, if you've been paying attention, is currently going through a public debate about the place of immigration and multiculturalism in this country. Throughout all of this, we must take to heart the death of Christ and his gospel of love, and we must clothe ourselves first and foremost with hearts of compassion, seeking peace and reconciliation. We don't need to be afraid of those we might deem the other. We are all human beings made in God's image. And in Christ, we are one people. So prejudice against other people groups has no place among God's children. Peacemaking is what we are called to do together. Growing up in Australia, I didn't get much education in my schooling about Aboriginal history at all. I think we watched The Rabbit Proof Fence once in year seven, and that might have been it. As a Christian in this part of the world, I've felt compelled over the last couple of years to go on my own journey of learning about the histories of the first peoples on this continent. And if you're someone like me who would like to lean into this area of faith, of bringing a lens of faith to this topic, then I do encourage you to watch the Spirit of Reconciliation documentary. Let's pray. Lord our God, thank you that you through Christ have brought reconciliation to us. Please help us to live lives reconciled to you and lives that seek reconciliation with those whom we may have hurt or those who have hurt us, and to know what it is for us to be people pursuing reconciliation in this country. In your name, amen.